people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration.
And a stream of water?
Do you remember? I brought me a stream where the stream rose and the water would run to the trough. So you set jugs and troughs of milk and butter to keep the stream.
Yes.
What would you call it?
Call it this, stream from the spring.
What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
The lot.
What kind of lot would you call it?
Horse lot.
What would you call the place where you let them out to graze?
A pasture. First chop the cotton and then you plow it and you make the cotton. The cotton gets squares on and then get bolls. And the bolls bust them and they're the cotton, you have to pick it. Call it unwanted grass.
What things would you say were growing on a
patch? Turnips, collards, squash.
In a field. What things would be growing on a field?
Cotton and corn, peanuts. Wire fence.
Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences? Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Some call it a little picket fence.
What do you call the kind of fence that the engine travels?
Electric fence.
The fence made of twist wire with sharp points on it is
called one.
Can you name any other fences made of wood?
Sometimes they build a lot out of wood.
What kind of fence would you call that?
Call a wooden fence.
What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails laid in a zigzag fashion?
Rail fence.
When you set up a barbed wire, you might dig holes for the
holes.
What would you call just one of them?
For the poles.
What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock?
On the rock fence.
If you want to make a hen starling, what do you put in a nest to food her? If you have a nice tea set, you say it's made out of
chine. Pitcher?
Would you carry from the well in a pitcher?
No.
What would you carry?
A bucket.
Would it be made of wood or metal?
Wood. Some made of wood and some made of metal.
What do you carry in your hand?
A milk pail.